She took that story, turned it around to positiveness, wrote a book, and has the life she really wants, but she didn't start out there. So we're going to hear about her, and we're going to hear how she did it and see if we can apply this, hopefully, to our lives and get her wonderful book, The Map. And I want to welcome Bonnie Lonsberry to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Hi, Shannon. I'm great. How are you?
I'm really doing well today, and I love your book. It's really, you know, this is a great book to read in bed, to read in your private moments, and to put your stuff out there. But just to be a little on the other side, as I mentioned, The Secret, and most of us have heard it, and everybody, you know, thinks, you know, we hear that we can create our own life if we just believe strong enough. And then people will say, I believed strong enough, and nothing happened the way I wanted it to, or you know, I did all this stuff and it worked the other way. So, I mean, you were in bad straits. You were, actually, I'll let you explain that. You were in bad straits 10 years ago in your life and you changed it around. Tell us about that.
Yes, Shannon, actually, it was 15 years ago that I found myself at the lowest low that I could have ever imagined. I was jobless. I was about to lose my home. It was in foreclosure. I was on the verge of bankruptcy. Absolutely no money to my name, and I even lost my two sons who moved across the country with their dad. Everything that could have gone wrong seemed to have that year.
Yeah.
But I remembered some words that I had read 15 years prior to that. You create your own reality. And I loved the words then, but I understand when you talk about, you know, the frustration when it doesn't work or when you know that this feels right, but you can't make it happen.
Right.
And that's where I was. I was just determined that I was going to shift my life and be happy again. And so I started applying the principles from a brand new emotional ground. I decided happy first, then I will handle everything else later. I was tired of feeling afraid. I was tired of living in scarcity. I was tired of living in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, within a couple of days, I landed a temp job with only $10 an hour. Didn't even pay my rent, but it was a beginning. 3 weeks after that, I was offered a full-time job at one of the places I temped for one day a week. 3 years after that, I took $50 and incorporated my own company with a partner who also had $50. Never put another cent in, and within 5 years had grown the company to a $5 million a year revenue company.
Wow. That's a rags to riches story. There's a success story if I ever heard one. And my first thought is terrific. That's really wonderful. And it sounds like, you know, like people think, well, I have to really hit rock bottom to get to that point. I mean, do we have to be so low and so stretched out in every way to find the way to get all these wonderful things to us?
Absolutely not. Hmm. And that's why I wrote the book, because I didn't think people should have to go through
that. No, really, really. It sounds like, oh, my God, if I get that low, there's no place but up. And that's true. There probably is no place up, but that's probably not true either. There's certainly farther down to go. But did you just change your attitude? What changed in you so significantly that it changed your life so much?
Well, at that point, again, it took a number of years, and I applied it to my finances first, and then I applied it to love, and I applied it to every single area of my life. So it was a process. In that first, I was just sick of feeling so bad.
Yeah.
And that was the first shift that happened that kind of reset me emotionally, which helped out a lot, because you can be in that negative spiral and, you know, somehow you have to get yourself out of it. But everyone on the entire planet has more power than they have ever, ever imagined. And we do create our own reality. And that's why I wanted to write a step-by-step process to break it down into teeny, tiny baby steps so that people could not have to go through what I went through.
Well, that's good.
Change their own life.
So what you're talking about, and you say you applied it, it is the map, right? I mean,
yes.
That's what this is. And you have drawn out this map of how we can have the law of attraction really work with us or you know, bring the good things in with us. Do you not think that there are any other factors that we can't control? You think we can control everything by our beliefs?
I think we can create a life we absolutely love by the energy within us, which is our thoughts, our feelings, and our beliefs. Absolutely. And I don't think there's any any asterisks, no fine print, no exception to that. However, mm-hmm. the caveat might be that we can't control the way it looks. Mm. So we can absolutely create a life that we feel joyous and we feel prosperous and we feel in a state of beauty and we have creativity around us and we are having wonderful experiences with the people that we love. But we can't control, oh, it's got to be that job and that man in that city. We leave the details up to the universe. Uh-huh. And the universe has a much better idea about what would make us happy in all regards.
Well, that's brilliant, because I do think that is really true, that we need to have a great big desire of where we want to go. We need to feel it. But we can't kind of control every minute thing, because the universe is much smarter than we are. Things turn out much better. There's certain things you could have never predicted with that $50 that would have happened. I mean, it sounds really nice that you put $50 in, and it could have been a small company, but you had at some point to leave it up to and trust in the universe that this was the way to go and that this would be good. And if that failed, maybe there was something else that would have taken you to that would have worked, right? So sometimes
Absolutely.
We have to follow that path, and we can't
Yeah.
totally create it. So, you know, there's the you know, in the map, I mean, you talk about how much we need to trust in ourselves and how much we need to start thinking better before we go to sleep, to think better, to change the way we thought, the way we think. For many people, that's a very hard thing to do. They've been programmed to the negative, especially if they're in a place where things are negative. You know, my life is not working. If we continue to think about the reasons why our life is not working, are we bringing more of that into us?
Absolutely. Our thoughts and our feelings draw to us more to feel and think that way about.
Mm-hmm.
So if we, you know, go to bed every night and cry ourselves to sleep because nothing's working, we're going to have more reasons to cry ourselves to sleep. So what we have to do is start with little baby steps and, you know, start flowing some energy in a positive direction. And I think where a lot of people give up is that they don't see their dreams coming true fast enough.
Right, that's true.
So what I teach them to look for these little signs. These little tiny signs which will show up within hours or days of a technique. And when they see the sign, then they can see that they are having impact on their world. And that buoys them, that lifts them up to do more technique and have more positive thoughts and know that they are powerful and know that it's working. And then it's a positive spiral.
So there's a degree of patience here. There's a degree of patience and trusting, because you're right. Many people would say, well, I did this, I did that, and this didn't happen. So forget that whole nonsense. I'm not going to pay any attention. You know, this didn't work. I mean, my life is not any better, and it's 2 years later, and I'm still arguing and still wanting. Is there a different time lapse for different people, or is it just a matter of how much you believe?
There isn't a different time lapse for different people, but everything has its divine timing. You know, we plant a seed in the spring, and it harvests in the fall if we don't stomp all over it. And most people plant a seed, and then they're stomping all over it by saying, nothing works for me, nothing works for me, nothing works for me. And if something's not working, and I have a whole chapter on troubleshooting mm-hmm. and what to do day by day, there's always a reason.
Mm.
And usually the culprit, if you're watching your thoughts and feelings, the culprit is the beliefs.
And those beliefs are core beliefs, but a lot of people do get in the way of what they want. I mean, they put it out there, they want something, and then we trip ourselves up. There's a sort of self-sabotage. Maybe it's, you're saying, it's the core beliefs. How do we get to those things and excavate them out so we can look at them and change them?
Well, I teach people a number of different ways to get to them.
Yeah.
You can look at what you think. You can look at how you feel about certain, say, love or money. You can look at what your reality is showing you. Or you could go and look and talk with other aspects of yourself, younger youths, who you may have at 5 years old overheard your father say to somebody, oh, life's a bitch and it's so hard making money. And you took that as a belief. And now maybe you have another belief that you've piled on top of that that said life is great and money's easy to make, but it's that belief that you had at five.
Mm-hmm.
You got at five that's going to be controlling because it's a stronger belief. So you go and you change it.
That sounds so easy.
And then your world changes.
Your world changes. You go and you change it and your world changes. Well, you know, for so many people, they're just not really that good at this. And the map will really help them. Tell us some of the steps in the map. Like someone's listening and they say, you know, I've created my own reality, but I look around and none of this is what I want. You're crazy. I didn't want any of this. I didn't want to be in this position. I didn't want to be married to this person, you know, be out of work, be disabled, whatever the situation is. How do you tell them that, yes, part of you created that or all of you created that?
Well, we're not creating it consciously, and that's the key. Every single person out there is absolutely 100% powerful in their lives, but they're creating unconsciously. So they're not aware of the feelings that they're flowing today are going to show up in their life 6 months from now. So it's a process to learn to create consciously, and you start with knowing who you are, and you'll come back to that knowing over and over and over again. You are a divine spark of consciousness. And then you decide what you want to create. And a lot of people will say, I don't know what I want to create.
Right, exactly.
I don't know anything. And I say, good for you, because you don't need to know what it looks like. You only need to know how you want to feel. And everybody wants to feel great.
Mm-hmm.
So you start thinking of, okay, what if I had a job and I felt great?
Mm-hmm.
What if I had a job and I felt prosperous? And I felt excited, and thank God it's Monday was my new motto. And they start feeling those feelings, and it will shift their reality, and they'll start to see signs that it's happening.
Mm-hmm. So somewhere deep in your soul, you have to believe that you deserve this, you have to believe that you want this, and you have to let go of all that negativity, which for some people is very deeply ingrained in them. You know, there's that, you know, a lot of people were raised with that very negative belief, well, you don't deserve that, that's other people, we're just the average folk, we don't get this, we don't get that. And as much as they might not believe it, 20, 30, 40, 50 years later, they're still somehow ingrained in that. So what do you do in the map? How do you create a life you want if your self-sabotage is tripping you up?
Well, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will your delicious life be built in a day. There's a saying that the man who moves the mountain starts with one tiny stone, and that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are different types of beliefs, and some, like those core beliefs that you're talking about, I don't deserve, are more deeply ingrained. It's going to take a deeper process, and I outline that again, to change those.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the point is you will see change,
yeah.
And you'll see change quickly, and that will be enough to make you want to do the next step.
Okay.
Because
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of those steps in this new book, which is really wonderful, The Map by Bonnie Lonsberry, when we come back. So stay with us, and we'll be back here in just a few on WTVQ.
TBQ.
WTVQ.
Hello and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and thank you so much for joining us here today. And don't go anywhere, because I'm going to change your life a little bit today, and maybe change your life a big way today. I'm talking with Bonnie Lonsberry, who has changed her life in a very big way. She really has a rags to riches stories, and she wants to share it with you. So she's written a wonderful new book called The Map, to our responsive universe where dreams really do come true. And she talks about how to get to that place where you can make your dreams come true. And before we took a break, we were talking about, you know, people who, you know, just get so far down that they don't believe and they have all this doubt. And I was thinking, I know people that have never had any doubt and they don't believe in any spiritual stuff, but their life always works so well. So somewhere in them, whether they believe in this, they believe in things going well. So I don't think you have to come at this in the same way. I mean, I don't think everybody, right, Bonnie, everybody doesn't have to come to this with the same kind of beliefs, but doubt is a real killer regardless. So whether you believe in the universe or spirituality, or if you just believe that you have a right to have a perfect life, it doesn't really matter where it comes into, but doubt is the big killer?
Yes, it is. And it doesn't matter where it comes from.
Yeah.
You know, I'm married to a man who was very naturally successful.
Yeah.
He just decided he wanted something, and he has a very strong will, and he makes it happen no matter what the outside looks like.
Right.
And that's great. But most people would look at him and say, oh, he's lucky. Oh, he was just, you know, born that way where he can be very successful. And we're all born to be very successful. But some people have, you know, maybe you can call it lucked into beliefs and don't have to work at it. But the great news is everyone can have it if they know what's causing it. And the same thing as causing it for him is causing it for you and me and the, you know, most successful, most powerful people on our planet.
And that's an interesting thing. Some people have a mindset that is naturally positive, persistent, and believes they're going to get it. Others seem to, and then there's other people I was just thinking that believe that and then still don't get it. So there's something standing in their way. Regardless of what it is, you're saying it's yours to get regardless of how you get there, as long as you believe constantly. And I think constantly is the thing. You also have an antidote for doubt. So those that are doubting, what is your antidote for doubt for them?
Well, if you doubt, it's good to figure out why you're doubting. I mean, I came into this not cynical, but skeptical. I was like, oh, you know, I don't know about this. This sounds too good to be true. And so that was a little bit of doubt that is healthy. As soon as you slip into cynicism and, you know, I just can't make anything work for me, then it's most likely hinging on beliefs. And then you need to go into your subconscious mind and change those. But changing beliefs is easy.
That's good to know.
Getting to the point where you know which belief to change and you have the positivity that says I can make a difference in my world is the hardest piece. But once you have said, okay, I'm committing to a changed life. I'm willing to do the work. I'm willing to be emotionally honest. I'm going to be dedicated to this. And, you know, I'll give it 3 months, 1 month, 1 week. People are reading the book. And they're emailing me before the book is done, their life is changing. They're seeing things happen in their life. You know, more money's coming in. People are being nicer. They're being offered job opportunities. Everyone can do this. It's not just the special people.
So if you're finding that you're not getting what you want, regardless of how much energy you put out there, how much belief you have, how much, you know, all this, and then it's not working or you're looking at your life and it's not the way you want to be, you say that if you get the map and apply some of these techniques to it and believe that little things will start happening and those little things will get bigger and bigger and bigger?
That's correct.
Okay. So explain us the map. So, you know, if somebody's listening and everybody who's listening is certainly wants their life better. I mean, there are those occasional few like your husband and a few people I know that always have their life just the way they want it. But for most of us, it's not quite the way we want it, at least in one area. It might be great in work and not great, you know, personally or vice versa. So there's some area of your life that just never seems to work the way you want. Explain to us some of the steps in the map.
Well, there's 7 steps in the map, and it begins with knowing who you are.
Okay.
Step 2 is know what you want to create. We've talked about that. Know how you want to feel, at the very least.
Right.
Step 3 is to flow energy. So if your thoughts and feelings and beliefs are creating your world, start thinking more positively, thinking in ways that make you feel better, and take a look at those beliefs, because positive thoughts and feelings are going to flow you towards your dream. Beliefs or negative thoughts and feelings will flow you away from your dream. So step 3, flowing energy is important. Step 4, take inspired action. Okay, action is the proving ground for your dream. Say you have a dream to, I use this in the book, say you have a dream to move to Bali. And you're just sitting around saying, yeah, I'm going to move to Bali, I'm going to move to Bali. Well, it's a fantasy unless you are taking some action towards moving to Bali. And that doesn't mean, you know, move to Bali today. But it does mean, you know, buy a book on Bali, join a group of expats who live in Bali online and chat with them. Get rid of some of your stuff. Get ready so that you can move to Bali elegantly when it's time. And some people might say, what? I'm not willing to sell my stuff now. Are you kidding? What if I never moved to Bali? Well, maybe that's telling you that piece of doubt there. Maybe that's telling you that maybe Bali's not what I really want. And so the action is kind of a proving ground to get clear on whether your intentions, your dream, are clear enough to manifest and whether you really want it. Step 5 is looking for those little signs in your world that says it's happening. When I did my first technique that I teach in the map on when I started doing this for $1,000, and I got up from my chair, went to the mailbox an hour later, opened the mailbox, and there was a check inside made out to somebody else.
Okay. So, but it was for $1,000. So
I don't know. I didn't open the envelope.
Okay.
I sent it back, but it was a sign. Yeah. Even though it wasn't made up for me, it was a little sign that it was from somebody in another state. It had somehow gotten mixed up in a magazine or something.
Uh-huh.
And the $1,000 did eventually come, because every tiny little sign like that, I celebrated. And I said, yes, it's working, it's working. Now, it didn't come in time for me to do the seminar that I had intended to use that $1,000 for, but enough came, like I think it was $870,
okay,
that I knew the rest was coming.
Right. Okay. So there's a little techniques in here you can kind of see along the way if it's happening. And you made a really good point that if, like your ballet example, you know, if you think that's what you want, you can't just sit around and think about it. You need to take some actions. And those actions might change your dream. Maybe ballet is not what you want. So you have to pay attention along the way, because sometimes you can be very enlightened to that this is not the path you need to take. So you can't go blindly down a path and not pay attention that maybe you need to, you know, veer a little bit to the right or left, sort of thing, right?
Absolutely. It's not called conscious creation by accident. We have to be conscious, and we have to be willing to accept the dream. And some people are afraid of the dream more than they think, so they stay in fantasy, never really intending to manifest it. And that's okay. But if you're conscious of what you're doing, it makes life a lot happier along the way.
Oh, absolutely. So who did you write this book for? Every single one of us that wants our life to be wonderful?
Every single one who is ready to do what it takes to make it wonderful.
Okay.
Because some people say they want it, they give lip service to it, but they're really not willing to do the work. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You'll do it when you're ready to do it. But I wanted to talk to the people who really were willing to do the work, because it is some work.
But it's work that can get you to the place you need to be so that you can live a very full life. So it's work along the way that keeps giving you little rewards so that you feel like you're getting somewhere, as opposed to constantly complaining. Because complaining is, I mean, look, we all complain, and it sometimes feels really good to complain. But it also keeps it stuck in exactly what we're talking about, right?
It does. Some people get a little payoff for complaining,
yeah,
and
get attention.
A little bit of extra attention, and
yeah,
that's what they want, and that's fine.
Yeah. Well, it's not fine if you want to move on. So,
no,
you know,
it's not.
It's not. You need to take, you know, put that aside and say, okay, that's there, and we need to move on, just like you have done with your life. And you've done a wonderful job of it. Where can everybody get the book?
The book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or my website, BonnieLonsbury.com.
And in this book, you talk about all these wonderful things you can do. Do you lecture as well? I mean, do you lecture that where you live in Colorado?
I live in Colorado and the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
I spend half and half every 2 weeks. I go back and forth.
Wow.
And I do lecture at times. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a webinar right now, a live webinar, and I do sometimes do live events as well, but you can sign up on my website for newsletters, and you'll be notified.
Okay, and your website is on shannonscorner.com, and it is a hot link. So anybody can just go right to shannonscorner.com and get your website, and you can tell it right now for everybody that has a pen and wants to write it. It is
BonnieLonsbury.com.
Okay.
BonnieLonsbury.com.
Okay, and also it's liveALifeYouLove.com too, right? I mean, they're both of them. Yeah,
same website.
Same website. It takes you to the same place. Well, Bonnie Lonsbury, thank you so much for joining us. You've done a wonderful job with this book, and I really encourage everyone to go get it, because I think everyone can use the life they really want, because I think we have so much more to give when we're happy than when we're sad. So go and make your life happy and give it to others. It's a gift for everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today, Bonnie.
Thanks so much, Shannon. It was a pleasure.
It was terrific. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Again, the book is The Map by Bonnie Lonsbury. Go to Shannon's Corner, and you can go right to her website and get a copy there. Thanks for joining us today. Until next time, don't forget to make good